Welcome to Word with You. It's Pastor Eric here, and I'm so thrilled to be with you. There's a wonderful portion of scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 16 through 21. And this is a portion of scripture that I think really helps me deal with the ever-changing world that we live in. Change always causes stress, but the reality is that change is with us, and it's here to stay. And although change maybe causes us to feel a bit threatened, well, it's going to happen. We cannot really stop change. It's just about inevitable. But I think rather than be somebody who's a spectator, we can participate in the change. And this portion of scripture in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 through 21, gives us five important things that I think we can lay hold of. The first thing is, to forget the former things. Now, to forget doesn't mean that we erase it from our memory. No, it's an act of our will to choose not to remember disappointments, things that have gone wrong, previous failures, those kinds of things. We choose not to remember them. We choose not to hold on to them. The second thing is, we do not dwell in the past. In other words, we don't keep thinking of yesterday and how it used to be. If only it was like it used to be. The amazing thing is that very few things will ever be like they used to be. And spending all our time dreaming of yesterday and how it used to be is just about as foolish as trying to drive down the B1 and looking in your rearview mirror. It's not going to help. And so we need to let go of the past. We need to deliberately, it's an act of our will. We make a choice. Like the prophet says, we forget what lays behind us and we press on to what lies ahead. The third thing that I learn in this portion of scripture is that God is doing something new. Something new is being done by God. I may not see it yet. I may not even know what's happening. If I understand this portion of scripture, God is doing something new. And so right now in your life today, wherever you are, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, you can be sure that God is at work to do something good and something new in your life. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 reminds us that in every circumstance and situation, God is at work on our behalf. It really is time for a new season, even though you may not see it. And the fourth thing we learn, and this helps us with number three, which is that God is doing a new thing, is that we need to open our eyes. We need to ask God to give us the capacity to see what He's doing. A revelation, if you would have, or insight. Something from the Holy Spirit to help us to see. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 16 and 17, we read of Elisha and his servant. And Elisha prays, "Oh God, open his eyes that he may see." I think today maybe that should be my prayer and yours. "Oh God, open my eyes to see what you are doing. Help me to see and know." And then finally, as we ask God to open our minds and help us to see, let's do all that we can to renew our thinking. In Romans chapter 12, it says, "Have a renewed mind." And so the fifth thing that's important in the midst of all of this is this. In spite of, or the presence of hardship and difficulty does not necessarily mean the absence of God. So if things are difficult, it doesn't mean that God's not there. This is why we walk by faith and we trust God that in the middle of everything, He's going to make a stream in the wasteland. He's going to make a way in the desert for you and for me. And so the fact that things are difficult does not mean God's not there. In fact, He may be closer than you think. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, that in the midst of change which threatens us, we thank you that you are there, that you're doing something new, that you will help us, and that you never leave us and you never forsake us. Open our eyes that we might see what is there, like Elisha's servant. And then we will be filled with joy and encouragement. We ask your blessing on today. In Jesus' name, amen.